KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Since midnight, hundreds of same-sex couples have gone to the King County Courthouse to apply for a marriage license. The voter-approved law legalizing same-sex marriage opened up license registrations at midnight because there's a three-day waiting period. The first same-sex weddings in our state will take place on Sunday. Were you there last night? Are you planning to marry your same-sex partner under the new Washington law? We put that question to listeners. Here's what some of you had to say.
I just wanted to say it was really enjoyable on Election Day. I got to photograph two friends who are a straight couple, but they chose to get married on the day that marriage equality was passing so that they would be getting married when everyone can be married. It was really beautiful.
I wanted to represent kind of the other end of things and say that my partner of 6.5 years and I are not planning on getting married. We have a domestic partnership pretty much so that we can have health benefits from the other's employer. But we strongly believe that marriage is not the only form of a meaningful relationship, and it shouldn't be privileged over other ways of being in the world.
As of 11 a.m., King County had issued 376 marriage licenses. They're giving updates every hour on this. Our reporter Liz Jones was at the office at midnight last night when couples were there to kind of sign up. What it looked like? What was the scene?
Well, very festive, as you can imagine. It was quite a party down there. And there was kind of two separate scenes. There was the outside the plaza where all the couples were queuing up. The line kind of snaked around the plaza. About, 200-300 couples were out there. And then they were being filtered inside just in small groups so they could not handle bottlenecks in various places where they would go in through the actual ceremony, get their license, get it signed by County Executive Dow Constantine. But people were just elated. I think they were just so charged to be able to share this night with others who were like-minded, shared in their fight for equal rights. And they were out there with kids, with champagne, with flowers. There was some random stranger who was just there giving out bottles of champagne and flowers to people, and a choir that was there singing to them. It was just a really festive, joyful moment.
Just to be clear, if you're already in a same-sex domestic partnership, do you have to apply for a wedding license?
You do not. Next summer, the state will convert all of the current domestic partnerships to marriage. So if you do nothing, your domestic partnership will convert to marriage. But you can choose to dissolve it if you would prefer to not be married. At that point going forward, the state will only offer domestic partnerships to seniors 62 and older. That's to preserve some marriage benefits that they have as senior Social Security benefits. So that's how that works.
So there's no in-between now for same-sex couples. Either they're going to be married or they're not going to be married, and there'll be no domestic partnerships for them anymore as of next year.
Yeah, that's another thing that's been coming up. As states have adopted same-sex marriage, this option has gone away for gay couples. So some of them are feeling a little bit like, it's another new commitment, not sure about it. But it's an option that most of them have wanted, at least to have the opportunity.
Maybe you've got some mixed feelings about that. Give us a call. It's 206-543-5869. Anything last night that surprised you? We were probably expecting a lot of happy couples down there to take out these licenses. What surprised you about what you saw?
One woman kind of described the scene to me as it's like being at the airport for a layover, except it's happy. And it did kind of have that sort of layout because everybody was camped out. People had been down there since like 4 or 5 in the morning or 4 or 5 in the afternoon. So some of them were facing, 6-7 hour waits to go in through the whole process. So I was asking people, why did you want to be here on this night, camp out with all these people? And I got a lot of the same responses. And this tape kind of sums up some of those feelings.
We just thought it would be really fun to do it on the day it became legal for me.
Yeah. I feel like the voters of Washington State have said that if we'd like to get married, we may. And so it felt like a respectful thing to come down and do it and say, yes, thank you. thank you.
This allows our kids to have a chance. I mean, we're setting an example that they can make a choice here in the state of Washington. And that means so much.
It was great to see the families down there. There was one couple who was among the first to go, two women who have adopted 7 kids together.
Wow.
Yeah, and the community leaders had selected several different couples who kind of represented different aspects of the community to be among the first. The very first, as you probably mentioned were a couple who live in West Seattle, 77-year-old and an 85-year-old, together for 35 years. They were both nurses. One of them served in the military and just were, you know, didn't think this was ever going to happen in their lifetime. So they were just beyond belief touched by last night.
Well, eventually this will just become part of the normal landscape. But Sunday, big bunch of weddings taking place at City Hall in Seattle. And also, I think, at Whatcom County, they're going to be marrying people on the steps of the courthouse there. A lot of things taking place around the step on Sunday, the first day, then you can actually get married. Liz Jones, thanks a lot for telling us about what you saw.
Glad to do it.
At our Facebook page, we asked, are you getting gay married? Listener Andy Gladish responded, no, but I might be gay parking my car or gay walking the dog. Zephyr Paquette explained that she finds the term gay marriage offensive. She says it's just plain marriage. She goes on, we don't talk about getting black married or Jewish married, so why should we say gay marriage? Is gay married the wrong term? I noticed that Dan Savage used it yesterday on our show. I asked him if he was going to be part of the more than 140 couples who have registered to marry at Seattle City Hall on December 9th.
We will be there. Terry and I will be there. And we are debating now, just as we debated in the commitment, whether or not we should actually get married. We're already married. We married in British Columbia
right.
In 2005 on our 10th anniversary. Our 18th anniversary is coming up. We're inclined to perhaps renew our vows. Because this is significant and this matters, and we want to be a part of the day.
What are your thoughts on same-sex marriage in Washington State? People registering today. The first marriage is taking place this Sunday, 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Maybe you're a straight couple that decided you would not get married until your gay and lesbian family members or friends could do so. It's 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@KUOW.org. We've got Keith on the line. Keith, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. Same-sex marriage is legal today, but I understand you've felt married for a year.
Well, more like 6 months. I got married in August to my partner, Corey Anton Hale. But we've been going through the motion. It's been quite the wedding, the year of weddings.
So you didn't let the law hold you back. You were going to do it anyway.
No, yeah. We didn't want to wait, but we were definitely keeping the faith that it was going to turn out the way that it should.
So is it going to be a letdown now that you're going to have to going to do the real thing now that you've already had the celebration and been?
No, absolutely not. I think what is happening at City Hall, which is where we're going to be getting married on Sunday, is totally awesome, and I think, you know, the mayor and his staff are all working really hard to put this big production on, and we are really excited to just be part of that and be part of history.
Hey, Keith, thanks a lot.
Sure.
206-543-5869. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Laura wrote, today my partner, no, scratch that, fiancé and I are getting our marriage license, and on Sunday we'll get married. We've been together 17 years as of 11-11-12. We have two beautiful daughters and a host of pets. We have been through birth together, grad school, overseas travel, buying houses, selling houses, death of a parent, and all the other wonderful things that make up a family life. On Sunday, we will be married, and it feels like a small miracle. I'm so happy to call her my wife without hesitating, explaining myself, or feeling like the word doesn't belong to me. So happy. Greta Kammermeier was a decorated colonel in the Washington National Guard. Back in 1989, they bumped her out for admitting that she was a lesbian. She sued. She won her job back. She retired in 97 with full military privileges. Greta Kammermeier lives in Langley, Washington. And Greta, I understand you're planning to marry your partner, Diane. Is that right?
I am. And we spent the morning up here in Island County at the Auditor's Licensing Bureau and got our license to marry, and we'll do the formal part of it on Sunday.
Was there much of a scene there? Were there a lot of couples who were there to pick up their licenses?
Well, they had opened early because some of us really were sort of hovering around, and so there were about 8 or 10 couples that were there right when they opened, and then more couples were coming in to get registered. And so it was, we didn't have the festivities that they did by number in King County, but I think in our hearts that we were as jubilant as everyone else.
Greta Kammermeier, I understand this is not the first time you've been legally married to your current partner.
No, we eloped in that window of opportunity in 2004 when they allowed people to marry in Portland, Oregon, and thought that that was going to be it, and ended up having an Episcopalian blessing after that. And then about a year afterwards, we were told that the Oregon Supreme Court had overturned that marriage and that it never really happened. So we got our money back, but we still have the certificate on the wall to remind us of that formal time. But it was, you know, it was devastating to have what you thought was a legal marriage annulled in the eyes of the law in Oregon, feeling that you were less than someone else who could be married. And so the fact that we can now be married in Washington State in a secular ceremony that is marriage equality is very gratifying, vindicating, humbling, you know, just all of those terms, to feel like you belong with everyone else.
So you've got the license, Greta Kammermeyer. You could do it as soon as Sunday. Are you going to do the ceremony then?
Yes, indeed. We actually, we were, every year we have a party, and the party happened to be on the 9th of December. And when we recognized that that was the first day that we could marry, we decided that before our party we would have a marriage ceremony, and suggested to some of our friends that if they wanted to, we could make arrangements for them to marry here also in sort of their own private time. And so we have 10 couples that will be married here by the mayor of Coopville, Nancy Conard, who is allowed to perform marriages through a license that she received from one of the churches, but she's doing it in that capacity. But we look at her as the local mayor, and so it's going to be really meaningful and delightful, and then we're going to have a party to celebrate afterwards.
Greta Kammermeyer, thank you so much for speaking to us today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Bye.
206-543-5869, 206-543-KUOW. Well, the idea of marriage brings a lot of emotional baggage for some people, some positive, some negative. Matilda Sycamore is the author of Why Are Faggots So Afraid of Faggots? Flaming Challenges to Masculinity, Objectification, and the Desire to Conform. Matilda, you're not getting married and not a big fan of it, I understand.
Absolutely not. And personally, I find it tragic that so many resources have been directed to the struggle for gay marriage instead of towards universal access to the basic needs that marriage can sometimes help to provide. So things like housing, health care, food on the table, the right to stay in this country or leave if you want to, hospital visitation rights, a sex life that matters, loving and committed friends and family, these should be resources that are available to everyone, right? And I think as queers, so many of us grow up in a world that wants us to die or disappear, and marriage is still a central place where anti-child, anti-woman, anti-queer, and anti-trans violence takes place and is allowed to remain invisible. So I know that personally as a child, you know, I was sexually abused by my parents, and they were upper middle class, educated, liberal, you know, suburban family in Washington, D.C., and they were able to hide their abuse beneath the veneer of their highly successful, you know, marriage and careers. And I was actually living in San Francisco for many years, you know, after I got away from that family. You know, I was one of many young queers who escape abusive families to find our own, you know, create our own chosen families and intimacy and beauty and lust and love on our own terms. Mm-hmm. And I actually happened to be living in San Francisco in 2004 when gay marriage was briefly legalized as a political stunt by a straight mayor, Gavin Newsom. And I remember when Phyllis Lyon and Del Martin, they were the first two people to get officially married, and they were lesbians who had been together for over 50 years, and they were two of the founders of the Daughters of Bilitis, the first recognized lesbian rights organization. And when they got married, they were quoted over and over again in the media saying that finally their relationship was legitimate. And, you know, for me, I mean, you shouldn't have to get married to feel legitimate.
Sure.
Like, all of our relationships should be legitimate. You shouldn't have to conform to narrow, outdated definitions of long-term monogamous couplehood sanctioned by the state.
Matilda Sycamore, thanks very much. I appreciate your phone call and joining us to talk about this day, the day in which same-sex marriage is legal in Washington state, and it's certainly not going to solve everything. Garth wrote with a reminder. He writes, I've been living with my partner, Pierre, for 27 years. We were married in Canada in 2003, but we don't have the option of marriage in the U.S. We are a binational gay couple, and until the federal government overturns the Defense of Marriage Act, we will continue to live from visa to visa. This means everything from the inability to qualify for a mortgage together to being forcibly separated at the border in 2006. Garth writes, I'm not whining. We're very lucky to be living together in two locations, but currently our life together is dependent on the U.S. government's approval. We continue to work with a small army of lawyers. We've borrowed money from family to help pay off the convoluted and expensive visa applications, which entitles us to live and share a life together. Garth concludes, until the next visa is approved or DOMA is overturned. So bravo to the voters of Washington, and let's keep the momentum up to overturn the Defense of Marriage Act. We have time for one more quick phone call. Let's go to Lori, who's with us today in Bellingham. Lori, good afternoon. Your thoughts on today, the day that people are able to get same-sex marriage licenses or marriage licenses for same-sex couples.
Hi, good day, Ross. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say my partner and I have been together for 22 years. I came out in 1977 when you pretty much could be dragged out into the street and killed. And the problem is that still happens to young people. We see it all the time. We see young kids struggling with their identities, having no support. My partner and I, we don't know if we're going to get married, mostly because we're already married. My family, our families have recognized us now for 22 years. Our kids were 6 and 8 when we got together. They're now 30 and 28. Back then, you know, it would have been important for us to have a marriage or some form of clear legal representation of our relationship because our kids could have been taken away from us. If my partner had died, I would have no claim to the kids.
But now, so, it sounds like you feel like you may not need it.
Well, in some ways, I mean, I think it's important. I'm thrilled that I live in the state of Washington and that people are open-minded enough to recognize that we should be as valid as everyone else. But as, you know, Tilda said and a couple of other callers said, it's still not national and it's still not the prevalent view in this country. And there's still a lot of people suffering because of just their sexual identity and the perspective in this country. And until it's more of a nationally accepted, this is what the civil rights are in our country, it's kind of hard to say, oh, well, I'm married in the state of Washington.
Lori, thanks for the reality check. I appreciate it. Our program is produced by David Hyde with Arwin Nix. We get production help from Cameron Drews and Joshua McNichols. Andy Hurst is our engineer. If you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts on this, the first day when same-sex couples can take out marriage licenses, go to KUOW.org or go to our Facebook page, KUOW's The Conversation.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.